Today is May 31st, 2009, and welcome to Sunday at CMU. My name is George Shillington, your host today for Sunday at Canadian Mennonite University, a university of the Church for the world. Let us pray. Merciful God, loving parent, you govern all things in heaven and earth and make all things new through your almighty word. Transform our sinful nature and all our doings by the power of your Holy Spirit, that we may please you and attain perfect joy. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. That was O for a Thousand Tongues to Sing, sung by CMU Hymn Fest. Our theme is Armed for Battle. The scripture text is from Ephesians chapter 6, and our speaker is Pastor Karen Schellenberg of Portage La Prairie Mennonite Church and a CMU student.
Ephesians 6, verse 10 to 18, is a familiar but possibly somewhat uncomfortable passage for some of us. Put on the whole armor of God, we read. Now, for those of us who are trying to live out a nonviolent, non-militaristic approach to sin and evil, these verses can be somewhat troubling. Nevertheless, I believe they have something to say to us today. I'm sure many of you, like me, have seen dramatic presentations of the scripture at some point in your life. In my memory, I see someone standing up at the front of a youth meeting or a church service or a retreat wearing a full suit of tinfoil covered cardboard armor with signs fastened to it. The word truth is attached to the waistband, righteousness to the breastplate, the word peace somehow fastened to the shoes, and salvation is glued to the helmet. The sword of the Spirit in his or her hand, also made of cardboard and tinfoil, has a sign on it that says, "The Word of God." I'm pretty sure it's presentations like this one I have just described that has shaped my image of what it looks like to put on the armor of God and stand against all the powers of evil in the world. In my mind, I have had the picture of me standing out there in the world all by myself, clothed in the armor of God, trying to ward off the evil in the world. While I've always known that I wouldn't be completely alone, because I am clothed in God's truth and righteousness, and I know that God will give me strength and protect me, but somehow it's always kind of been a frightening thought for me. Kind of a big responsibility to ward off all the evil by yourself, don't you think? Well, this past week, as I prepared for this sermon, I was pleasantly surprised and greatly relieved to read that it is possible that my understanding of this passage might have actually been somewhat misguided. Tom Yoder Neufeldt, in his Believer's Church Bible commentary on Ephesians, says that the writer of Ephesians 6 is calling the church to put on the whole armor of God. What a great thought! It's a thought that changes everything. It changes the image in my mind from just lonely old me standing out there by myself to knowing that there will be others standing there with me. In fact, it is the whole church that is called to put on the armor of God. Now, don't get me wrong. I believe that each one of us individually has the responsibility and has been called to put on the armor of God. But what a blessed thought to know we don't have to stand alone. Somehow this new image feels a lot less lonely, a whole lot stronger, and much more effective. We don't have to look very far to realize that there is indeed a great deal of evil and darkness in our world these days. At the root of all the militarism and racism and sexism, there are evil spiritual powers at work, says Yoder Neufeldt. He says that those powers will never be fully understood, let alone overcome, by human beings left to their own device. That is why the passage of today concludes with a call for diligence and persistence in prayer. God hears the church when it prays. God hears and God will show us the truth, move us to greater righteousness, and will help us as we carefully keep working towards peace. You know, the next time this passage comes up and it's my turn to preach, I think I will put together a dramatic presentation that will illustrate my new understanding of this passage. I just haven't figured out yet how I will cover the whole church with tinfoil. Amen.
That was Amazing Grace, sung by the CMU Alumni Choir. Here are some upcoming events at CMU in which you may be interested. June 29th to July 10th, the Canadian School of Peacebuilding courses at CMU with guest lecturer John Bell from Scotland. CMU's multi-sport summer camp will be happening again this summer. The summer camp is for boys and girls, grades 3 to 12, beginning in July and through to August. To register, call CMU or visit our website. CMU's Community School of Music and the Arts offers individual music instruction in all instruments and voice to children, youth, and adults. In addition, we offer music for kids classes for ages 2 to 6, art classes and acting classes for students in grades 2 to 8. Recitals and master classes are great performing opportunities. Please check our website, www.cmu.ca/CSMA, or call Arlene at 837-4870 to register. For more information regarding these and many other events, check your church bulletin and our website at cmu.ca. You can also call us toll-free at 1-877-231-4570. In Winnipeg, call 487-3300. Or you may listen anytime to the program on the CMU website at cmu.ca and follow the links. That's our program. I invite you to pray for our mission of Christian university education at CMU. You can send your comments and donations to Sunday at CMU, 500 Shaftesbury Boulevard, Winnipeg, R3P 2N2, or email us at sunday@cmu.ca. Until next Sunday, may God bless and keep you. May the face of God shine on you and give you peace. Amen.